Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with a special edition of the Bulletin Board Heroes on Sunday, the 9th of August. Starting off with AA, which is in focus not only because of its £2.6 billion worth of debt, but also because there's an allegedly private equity interest. Beautiful chart here in the sense that we've had the gap through the 50-day moving average, one of our favourite setups. Then the shares found support at the resistance line, the broken resistance line from May, around, 27 pence. And while we're above that, looking for at least 35 pence at the 200-day moving average, and ideally up to 60 pence at the top of that rising trend channel from February, although I'm not quite sure who would want to pay 60 pence a share for £2.6 billion of debt, but that's the market for you. Next up is a decent setup. Arkel Resources, breaking that line of resistance there from February, did that a couple of weeks ago, or at least a week ago, 29th, 30th of July. Since then, we've found support at the 50-day moving average as well, 0.86, and at least while we're above the 50-day line, on an end-of-day close, looking for a best-case scenario target over the next 1 to 2 months, as high as 1.8 pence at the top of that February trend channel. I suppose if you're cautious from this point, you might wait for the 200-day moving average at 1.02 to break, just because in the past, April and May, that was roughly the area of the shares pulling back from. But this one looks more serious in terms of a potential break higher or recovery. Another good-looking situation is Eris, which is... Well, broken this triangle that we've had, I suppose, since April. That line there broken on Friday, around 6.3 pence. And while we hold above that, looking for, obviously, a retest of June resistance through 7, but bigger picture target over the next 1 to 2 months, so i.e. by the end of September, is the top of that rising trend channel from October up to 11 pence. And the upside really valid while we hold above the floor of the channel, that's a support line there at 5.5 pence. Above 5.5, looking for 11 pence plus. Said before with the Eurasia that above 15 pence, it could go to 25. That was after the spike that we had on the return from suspension. Current situation is that we've Friday was a great day technically, obviously also in terms of the share price, but just breaking out of that 1 month triangle for the shares, breaking above the 20-day moving average as well, makes this consolidation here look like a mid-moves consolidation, which means that rather than 25 pence, we can actually look to the top of that trend channel from October up to 30 pence. And that value really, at least while we hold above 18, and if you can risk down to it, obviously while we hold above the 15 pence area, which is the bottom of the July flag on Eurasia mining. Next situation is Fulham Shaw, where it's a restaurant play, which is, I think they've raised a couple of million as well, so they're cashed up. Triangle break there and break of a rising 50-day moving average on Thursday, so that was the basically the technical setup completed on that day, and we obviously had good follow-through yesterday. Basically closed at the old June resistance, just shy of 8 pence. We actually just broke it. And with that decent weekly close, we're looking for a top of February price channel target up to 14 pence over, well, again, once again by the end of next month. Only back below the 50-day line, really, now delaying the upside scenario. That's at 6.75 pence. Stock which has been a bit of a Cinderella in terms of pharma plays rocketing, because obviously most of them have. We had Fusion Antibodies deliver a brief spike to £2.20 in April, and it seems that ever since the shares have been trying to get revenge on the longs by bear traps and other false dawns as well. The worst one was in July with that bear trap gap reversal that we had. Even in the last week, we had a bear trap below the 50-day moving average at 93 pence, which was uncalled for, just testing the 200-day line area. But at least while we're above, let's say, the 50-day line now, and that broken line of resistance from July at 93 pence, looking for the top of that broadening triangle at £1.80. And as I have hinted, it seems more likely, given the way that the shares have done their best to shake out the weak hands chasing that situation. Good to see a stock which has had a rather difficult time in terms of its price action over the last few months and perhaps even years. MediaZest, it looks like it's broken out of this triangle, symmetrical triangle there from June. The breakout level 0.05 pence, and at least while we hold above that, maybe allow down to 0.45, 0.04 and a half rather, looking for a top of December price channel target as high as 0.1. At this stage, already back below the triangle floor and the 50-day line at 0.04 pence really kills the idea of recovery. Obviously, it's a rather liquid stock, and probably the spread is horrific, but it does look as though there's a decent hint there of higher prices to come. No such doubts as far as OCU is concerned. After a weak start on Friday, the shares started to push higher and have done rather well on the appointment which was announced by the company. Interesting, just in terms of the price action of the last week, we had the gap higher on Monday. The floor of the gap at 15 pence became roughly the new support area, and then we were pushing higher there. Overall, big picture target here is hitting the top of that August 1 year trend channel at 35 pence over the next 1 to 2 months, so i.e. by the next end of next month. I suppose if you're cautious on the stock, you might wait for an end of day close through 19 pence, but really we look set fair while the shares hold above multi-tested 14 and three quarters to 15 pence support. On to a requested stock, which I've covered a few times and even interviewed the company. All's gone well so far. Obviously, copper in on fire at the moment. Phoenix Copper here, just consolidating near the highs. But the overall picture here is that while we're above 35 pence, just below the flag and around the 20-day moving average level, heading up to the top of the March trend channel there, as high as 55 pence. Obviously, you could be a momentum trader and wait for a close above the recent peak of 44 pence, but this looks strong enough at the moment to get on the back of from a technical perspective. I saw some people very proud that they'd bought this stock at the lower levels, probably just when it IPO'd, so near 20 or the low 20s, but I wasn't able to really look at the stock because there wasn't much of a chart. In fact, from a charting perspective, if I had been looking, we did have a gap through that neckline resistance there at 25 pence, so that's probably the earliest signal there on a charting basis. But the good news here is actually that even if you are gloating about how much you've made on the stock to date, the weekly close above the initial peak at 32 pence suggests that we could hit the top of that rising trend channel at 70 pence over the next, say, 2 to 3 months. Stop loss on the bull argument back below 30 pence at the moment, which was the support during the week. But very encouraging here that we've had two gaps in the last couple of weeks, so that does suggest that the shares really are on something of a tear at the moment in terms of breaking higher. So it looks like a decent momentum play. Finishing off with Zoetic, which had a bit of a flurry late on Friday. Wonderful move through resistance here. It's rising like a Harrier jump jet over the last three sessions with the very strong candles there. We had similar strong candles there at in June, but then we sort of traded sideways. Nothing wrong with that. That might happen again, but at least while we're above the July peak at say 11 pence, looking for this time to be a decent acceleration. Where the shares could go now, really, while we're above the peak from that's the peak around 10, 11 pence previously. Looking as high as the February price channel top, through 26, maybe even 27 pence over the next 2 to 4 weeks. So it does look very encouraging indeed. Interesting that we have the golden cross there as an early buy signal when the shares were just 9 pence at the beginning of last month, and also that the way that over the last couple of sessions, the 200-day moving average at 7.4 pence has started to tick up too. So that tends to be a leading indicator on a strong move to the upside. So let's say above 11 pence looks clear for 26 or even 27 pence in coming weeks. That's it for me today. See you again tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.